Okay, so if people weren't awake, I hope they're awake now.
Good morning.
That's when my mom would tune in. I always say that. Like, she would have tuned in right when we were playing De Spitz, Riding with My Girls. Nice. We play Gorillaz with The Happy Dictator with Sparks, Riding with My Girls, De Spitz, Cannibalism by Slater. That was a really good song. Mental Mentality, Pigpen. Okay, so give us a little bit about Pigpen. Go.
Pigpen is the musical project of Maddie Matheson. You might know Maddie Matheson from the TV show The Bear.
I have his cookbook.
Yeah, he also a great cookbook author. He has a couple of restaurants, including Maddie's Patties in Toronto. And if you've never seen hit clips of him on TikTok or Instagram or something like that, he is unhinged in the most wonderful way.
Yeah, you root for him because you know he's been through some really crazy stuff.
Yeah.
He's very open about that.
Yeah.
He makes a great mac and cheese, comfort foods all around. Yeah, it's really good. I like the cookbook. I did not know about all of the things, so that's his band.
Yeah, and I'm going to see him next month. There is a Town of Hardcore show in Toronto, two nights, and
that's exciting.
That'll be loud and wonderful, so looking forward to that.
And they played some Pac AD, who I forgot about them.
Yeah, I know. I have a really soft spot. I was telling Cindy off air that, like, I saw them years and years ago. It was my birthday. Almost no one was there. My mom was in town. My mom went up and hugged them afterwards and told them they were doing a great job. And they were. And, like, they were hustling, like, traveling
every
across
band,
Canada.
Like, every band has that story of we're like, well, we're on.
Yeah.
We've booked this time. We've had the posters, the social media, and there's, like, two people out there.
Yeah.
And they still, like, some bands say, like, those are some of their favorite shows.
Oh, yeah.
And
I was, like, just frantically texting people. I'm like, you have to run here right now and see this.
Yes.
Yeah.
So your mom did the mom thing.
Yeah.
That's very sweet. Okay. We got some more music coming. We're going to play some Jade off That Showbiz Baby. We've got some Cat Burns. Jay Summa was excited to see some new music there. Rex Orange County, just to calm everybody down a little bit. Oh, but there's new Smashing Pumpkins, which, do you like Smashing Pumpkins? Like Billy Corgan, like when you're older, it's like, I have things, feelings, and so on. But
my sister was obsessed and would probably be really excited about this.
Yeah.
I never got into it to the level that she did.
What I like to say, like, as someone who's Gen X, is like, he lived.
Yep.
I say that about a lot of the artists that made it through the 90s, because so many are put on pedestals because they died young, and we kind of revere them a bit more. He lived, so not all of the band made it, actually. He definitely did have a couple that did not make it through, but Billy Corgan himself did make it, so sometimes we need to talk about that kind of thing. Like, surviving is sometimes something to be celebrated, too. And when I heard the song Chrome Jets, that's the name of the album, it sounded like a Smashing Pumpkins song, so we're throwing it in. And this is a lot of different sounds coming up, so let's just go on a ride. You are listening to the Indie Wake Up Call live on CFRC.
You it's strange and crazy to see how much I've changed since taking this remedy in ways that I can't believe. This flower laying next to me, she's so la-la-la-lavender. She's so la-la-la-lavender. The world could do with a little more of her. She's so la-la-la-la, so la-la-la-lavender. So
lost your mind in your feelings.
I'm gonna be honest, this isn't for me. Convince myself that you're all I need. Now I can tell we're stuck in something bad. We thought this moment could last, could last. Guess it's easy just to stay uninvolved. But the only option here is for the truth to be told. So let's tell one another how we really feel. I'ma start by keeping it real, it real.
Give yourself a chance to try. Give yourself a chance to try.
That's my phone. Clunk. Those were the Smashing Pumpkins with Chrome Jets. Like, okay.
Yep.
I don't know.
It was like, a song.
There it was. There it was. Take a Drive is the album from Rex Orange County. You heard the title track before that. What You Need from Jay Sum and Soft G's. I like that one, What You Need. And we had Lavender, Cat Burns, Unconditional, off of that Showbiz Baby from Jade. And we are, wow, the show is really flying by this morning. Oh. So what are you doing this weekend? What are you going to do?
I'm actually going to Toronto. There is a Pin and Patch show and there's Pickle Fest. So...
That tracks.
Yeah.
What's Pickle Fest? What happens there?
It is exactly what you think.
Oh, my God.
It is pickled everything, fermented everything.
Oh, so, like, it's not just, like, cucumber, like, pickles.
No.
It's, like, all the things that can be pickled?
Yes.
I feel like that's the season for it, but is it a little scary, too?
I don't know. I've never been, so
oh, my God. I want photos because I feel like all these jars.
Yes.
Like, pig's feet are going to be in there. Right?
Yeah, maybe.
I think they will.
Yeah, I don't know, like, there's a list of vendors, but it's such a huge list that, like, and there's no, like, description behind them, so we'll find out. I found out about it, like, there was a woman at Art Fest this year that had, like, a pickle booth, and she's like, well, if you like pickles, you should go to Pickle Fest. And I'm like, all right.
I love that you're in the car. But it sounds like also, like, the double whammy of the patches and pins.
Yeah, the Pin and Patch show will be super fun. There's a couple artists there that I've gone to a lot of their shows, so I'll nerd out.
Amazing. Any music? I'm sure there'll be music at both, probably. Like,
I would imagine.
What band doesn't want to play for the pickles?
Yeah. Yeah, and we'll see what's going on Friday night in Toronto as well.
Amazing.
Or Etobicoke.
Whatever. Places. Yeah. People. It's all good. It looks like today, though, is like the last beautiful day of summer. Like, it's going to be something like 27 degrees today. Gorgeous. And then we got a front coming through tonight. I think, like, our highs are like 19 or so. But that's wonderful. Yeah. Those are lovely times.
Less sweaty.
Got to go to the promenade last Saturday. Well, I worked it all day. But then also... Kira and Cassidor and Luke Okus, they played that free show on Princess Street. It was packed.
I heard so much talk about that. Like, people loved that. It was such a brilliant idea to incorporate that into
And I
show.
Like, it was a stage that we're not used to, and it was on right on the middle of Princess Street, right after Promenade, and free. That was good, too. So, a lot of fun there. But stick around. We've got a lot more in terms of live shows coming up. Just looking up here. I said I wanted to play Oak Ridge Avenue, but I also wanted to remind everyone, there is a contest on our Instagram this morning. Indie Wake Up Call on Insta. Please follow us. Follow us, like the post, and put a person's name in the comments who might like to go to this show. And we're going to give away tickets very soon, like in the next 24 hours, because they're playing this weekend. I didn't even say who it was. I just said there was a contest. The Brokes and Sons of Rick, who we love here at the station. So.
And they're playing at the Broom Factory?
They're playing at the Broom Factory. But I did want to play some Oak Ridge Avenue to get us going right now. Live at the Isabel Bader Center, Friday, October 3rd. That one's coming up too. And we love those guys. They are regulars on the show. And we're going to play something off their album, Wind Up, Let's Go. You know what? Wind Up, Let's Go. Let's get a new Oak Ridge Avenue album. How about that? But we're going to play from this album. Ba-ba, let's go. Olivia Dean did a Dijon cover. I played Dijon earlier in the show with Yamaha, but this is a really great cover.
Olivia Dean's just making me think of, like, Paula Deen and food. And then the fact that she did a Dijon cover is just, like, it's making me giggle.
It's really great. So she's nothing like Paula Deen. Oh my God. Anyway.
Sorry, Olivia Dean.
Anyway, I live on Buck Lake, and so does A Glorious Sun, and we're going to play their new song. They promoted it like he was out on his fishing boat driving around the lake talking about the song. So
nice.
Good on them. And they're busy. They've been out playing a ton of shows, so good on them. And I've got some new music from Parcels and Ribbon Skirt, who performed a fantastic song at the Polaris Music Prize.
They were another one that I was a big fan of.
Yeah.
So great to see they've already gotten more music. And I imagine, like, for a lot of artists, it is an inspiration and a spur to keep
it's
going.
A bump. Yeah. Definitely a bump. And I think, even the ones that don't win the final prize, like, there's a lot of exposure there. And I mean, let's face it, even people like us are like, who? Like, when the first long list comes out, we have a lot to learn.
Yeah.
So that's what's really fun. So nerding out there was a good thing to do on Tuesday night. But yeah, let's go with some Oak Ridge Avenue Night Drive. Indie Wake Up Call.
Find an escape if you can. like the old me. I think you're walking around lonely, lonely, thinking, hold me, hold me. I'm dead tired. I'm sick of trying to stay inspired. Cause I've been walking around on fire, on fire. I've been dead tired, dead tired. So keep a light on. Look out your kitchen window.
The things that I put in your Talking shitty with the guys that didn't take me hours having
we're coming up to the end of Indie Wake Up Call for your Thursday morning. Just a final reminder, don't forget to check out our Instagram if you want tickets to Sons of Rick and the Brokes at the Broom Factory. Just like the post, comment, add a friend, tell us who you want to go with, and you can win tickets.
All right, we got some Chromeo Milk and Bone Hoops to take us out. See you next Thursday, guys. Who knows what we have in store for you. CFRC Indie Wake Up Call out.
Spending too much time on my